Hey yo, what's the motherfucking deal, boy? Hey, we live, baby.
Yes, sir.
We live on the flight, man. What's the motherfucking deal? Long since, sir. My co-host here.
Fuck y'all got going on? It's your boy, Audi.
What the fuck y'all got going on? What's up? Hey, Houston news.
A lot of Houston news.
A lot of it.
Okay. Texas news, too.
Okay, now peep this. So, nah. We got KD. We traded Jalen Green away. Got rid of fingernails.
Don't call that man.
Man, fuck that. That man a grown man paint his finger. I'm sorry, bro. I just don't respect a grown man that don't paint his fingernails. And then not only did he paint his fingernails, he ain't stand on business by painting his fingernails. Cause Draymond Green said, "Nigga, go paint your fingernails." And that nigga act like a bitch ever since. But am I lying?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, at the same time, you can't blame him. Wasn't it his first debut in the playoffs?
I wouldn't give a fuck. You were the number two pick in the draft that year behind Cade Cunningham.
Cade Cunningham. I almost forgot about the little. We're going to get into that.
Cade, nigga. Did you not see what Cade Cunningham was doing for Detroit?
I did.
So when you put him next to Cade and see what? Nah.
It does appear that they made a bad decision in the pick.
It ain't a bad decision. That's who was available at number two. You know what I'm saying? He was the second best player next to Cade. But I'm gonna say
he does not play like it that often. He don't.
I mean, that we know who our superstars are. We know who we got a star in the making. I mean. You know, true. Okay, and the league is pushing that. The league is pushing him to be a star. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then so now we just added Kevin Durant. We traded away Jalen Green, fingernails, like I said, and Dylan Brooks. I'm not too excited about that Dylan Brooks part right there. Also,
you needed that type of defender.
You need that type of nigga on your
especially
team.
Especially KD being at that age.
You need that gritty ass.
Not to say nothing from KD. You great,
bro,
but
36, 37 years old, bro. I mean,
you about to be on the way out the door.
Also, we finished the assets that the Rockets also gave up to get him. They also gave up the first round draft pick this year. They had the number 10 pick, which I feel like.
Hang on, I fuck with the scientists talking about that shit. It's hard to deal,
this is what I want y'all to understand. Five second round draft picks, bro, this is not the NFL.
What you mean by that?
This is not the NFL. The draft only has two rounds. It's very seldom that you might get a second round pick that go off. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
It's very seldom you're gonna get a Monte Ellis in that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? Very seldom that you're gonna get a what's the old boy play? He used to play for the Bucks, man. Malcolm Brogdon.
Okay.
It's very seldom that you're gonna get that. You know what I'm saying? So
I just feel like they gave up too much.
I'm not fucked up about them picks. Them second round picks, I'm not fucked up about that.
Okay.
I'm more fucked up about you got rid of Dylan Brooks. I feel like that was a bad decision because you put a man. Now you make a man have to hold every star player now.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Don't get me wrong. He can do it.
He can, but it's gonna take some. It's gonna take some work. Be honest with you.
Man,
it's gonna take some work.
Not even take no work. He can do it, but why not have two of them type of niggas?
But he can't do it to the level of Dylan Brooks. That's why you gotta say he's an agitator.
No, yeah, Dylan Brooks is an agitator. Dylan Brooks is that nigga that's agitating you. It's constantly making you mad, and you know what I'm saying? It's gonna get in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but a man just gonna strap your ass up. You're not going nowhere, nigga.
Okay.
Nowhere.
I mean, we're gonna see if this gonna work out for the Rockets.
Let me tell y'all how I feel about this trade. We've seen this before. I'm sorry, Rockets, we as a organization, bro, we're known for fucking shit up.
What you mean by that? Oh, well, It's not, I mean, it's not necessarily the team, it's the owner.
In my lifetime, we fucked up Steve Francis and Cantino Mobley.
We did. That's horrible.
God broke up Tracy McGrady. No disrespect to Tracy McGrady, because Tracy McGrady kind
of... No, we had him when his prime.
Tracy McGrady was broke up.
He was still doing what he was doing.
Tracy McGrady was broke up.
He had...
Think about how many years that he actually played more than 60 games.
Damn near, he did do it a
lot. Okay, so now that you understand what I'm saying, now, I wouldn't have made that. Don't get me wrong. He is a super, at that time, he's a superstar.
Yeah.
We needed a superstar to put next to Yao Ming, but that didn't work for us. So, okay, cool. Next, brought in James Harden. I was so surprised that didn't go get a broke up nigga. But if you know the real trade that was supposed to happen, we weren't supposed to get James Harden.
Okay.
James Harden was the second option.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Okay.
The first option was Tyreek Evans. We had a trade to go to Sacramento that they declined. Then we went and got James Harden.
Okay, didn't know that.
See, we bailed ourselves out.
Okay.
That one, because look at what Tyreek Evans is and look at what happened to James Harden.
True.
That's okay. Great. Now, we assemble, I call them niggas the young Avengers.
The young Avengers?
What, man, say, them young niggas, man, you if you go see them play, them young niggas is hope. Them young niggas be hoping, bro. Like, them young niggas, and Fleetwood gonna hope. Fleetwood would definitely be hoping, bro. I know you're a Laker fan, bro.
I am.
I don't know, but
I mean, I support the city so well when it comes to the Rockets. I mean, I just ain't been a fan since low key.
But now I'm going to say
since T Mac, low key.
Back in the day, because I kind of got frustrated earlier when I asked the young nigga, all he was like, "Yeah." I said, "How you feel about the Rockets getting KD?" He was like, "Yeah, nigga, I feel good about this shit. Hell yeah." I say, "Hey, y'all know," "Do y'all know who Scottie Pippen is?" They was like, "Who the fuck is that? We ain't never heard of who the fuck is Scottie Pippen? We ain't never seen him play." Like, I'm like, damn, y'all niggas.
Hold on, they don't.
No, they ain't saying. They
won't go look up highlights.
They only see
it on YouTube.
Okay, but. Nigga, I talked to you. Nigga, you was like,
matter of fact, you want to see a game? It's called NBA TV.
Nah, definitely.
They will show you old games.
The greatest sidekick ever. The greatest sidekick ever.
What we talking about? Nigga, go do some research, nigga.
Look, fuck Robin. Scottie Pippen. Nigga, the greatest sidekick ever.
I don't think they understand that none of these young niggas they consider great. No disrespect to none of these young niggas. The Ja, the Ants, the SGAs, that like, they could not play with no motherfucking Kobe. They couldn't play with no Shaq. They damn sure couldn't play with Jordan them when they was in the fucking league. It was too good.
I'm going to say this. They couldn't play with that. Like, I feel like if we go on errors wise,
they couldn't hang with no fucking AI. None of these little young niggas.
No, I'm going to say AI. AI was, man, look, different.
Stop playing.
Different. But like I said, Gilbert Arenas, we can keep naming people. Let's stop it. But what I feel like, bro, the Rockets, I feel like I think I did one of them again.
No, for sure.
It's just like when we added, like when we was one win away from going to the finals to play Jordan. We decided to go add Scottie Pippen. You feel me? And didn't go nowhere. So right now, I just feel like that's what we're doing. Adding Scottie Pippen. Not saying hell nah, because, you know, KD's great, nigga, great. But we have it adding a 37-year-old to a team full of 21, 22,
I feel like
23 year olds, the oldest
nigga on that team. I feel like we are the exiting door. Honestly, we are the exiting door to this man's career. No disrespect at all.
Nah, but in a way, in a sense, it's win.
It's retired.
Ain't no win to retire. It's win or nothing. For the Rockets, bro. It's win or nothing.
Well, for KD,
it's win or
nothing. Win or go to the tournament. Respectfully, brother. Go rap.
Hey, he pretty cool.
Yeah, he's nice.
Cool.
I heard
him
on his
album.
Yeah, he's nice.
Go rap. Go rap. Hey, did you see my boy Arch Manning, though?
Oh, Arch Manning. Shout out to Arch Manning.
That nigga was in the hood throwing up sex and shit.
I see you. Okay. The Manning family setting him up for the perfect comeback.
He from New Orleans.
But at the same time, you gotta understand the way they got him moving. They didn't rush him to play.
He chose to play when he got ready to play. I like how they did it.
They're managing him the right way.
And they're making him a household.
Him just going to the digger, that's going to make you a household name in the black community.
I'm
going to
tell you something.
I already saw videos. Niggas want him to prosper. Just off that.
He better do something this year.
No, he better do something.
Big Texas, he better do something.
Because it's going to be all eyes on you now.
All eyes. And the niggas is riding with you now.
Yeah.
Hey. Belly gang.
I was just about to say it.
Belly gang.
What you say, that nigga albino?
I think he albino, bro. I don't know. I just see the world just letting a white man just keep giving.
Atlanta love this man.
Atlanta love this bro.
He said in one, I forgot what song it was. I think it was the song where he sampled Eminem. He said, "I ain't seen nobody in my hood my same race." And I was like, "What you mean by that?" You ain't albino. There's nothing but niggas around here. What you talking about?
I don't know. But all I'm gonna say, that nigga jamming.
Oh, yeah,
whoever he got the clearance from. I'm hoping he got that clearance from Eminem because that's our mom.
Not boy.
That's our mom. That's a hell of a lawsuit. I hope he got that though. I'm praying that he got that because that's a jam. Hey, man.
Because this shit, Eminem just sued somebody for like $20 or $30 million. I forgot it was for using his shit. I think it was on TikTok. He didn't get them niggas the clearance. He was waiting 10 years to where it can. Matter of fact, it's not 20, 30 million. It's 100 million. He waited 10 years for it to accumulate. And then he sued their ass.
Smart man.
So that's all I'm like, Billy Gang, I hope you got that.
Because like I say, not only just Atlanta fuck with him, the music industry fuck with him.
No, you're getting a lot of love.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of love. Why ain't even shouting about it? So, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, the album crazy. You just played it for me. The album crazy.
Nigga, you didn't want to listen. I told you.
That's not true. I ain't saying I ain't want to listen. I said I never heard none of his music so far.
Yeah, look.
But no, shit.
Shout out to my boy Tag, because I'm going to tell you this like this. This boy Tag said, I heard his album. I had to go back in the rabbit hole. I went in the rabbit hole. Bro, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? Big problem on that one, bro. Oh, if y'all don't know, this is our first time. Y'all first time seeing it. Right there, everybody got that right there for me.
Oh, we got that jar.
That's the Paul's jar. If a nigga say anything out of line, y'all online call him out.
Please call it out.
If a nigga said something out of line, a nigga gotta put a dollar in that motherfucker. Alright? And look, as you can tell, some niggas just said, I ain't gonna lie, that bitch a little short. Cause it is a little short. Hey, Sam, if you watching, I need that. Pause.
Thanks.
I need $5 from you, bro. We need a review, and boy, you got us some shit. You got some shit going on over there.
Speaking of shit going on, let's get into this. Fat people.
I'm a big nigga myself,
but I've been losing weight. I've been in the gym, eating right, and shit like that. Shout out to Baby. She's also doing the same shit. But the fat niggas who refuse to get in the gym, y'all been shaming Lizzo for getting in shape. Y'all done unfollowed this bitch. She done lost followers. Her streams is down just because y'all hating on her about losing weight.
What's wrong?
They don't like that she lost weight.
They don't like a bitch. They don't like
the face. They feel like she's not an ally to the bigger people anymore because she's losing weight and trying to eat better. And I seen mad videos about this shit and I was like, bro, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a parody. I was like, oh, this shit may be I'm looking in the comments. I'm like, oh, this shit for real. They like, yeah, fuck Lizzo. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Lizzo. Because she losing weight. That's crazy. People find a reason nowadays just to hate people over stupid shit. And they like, yeah, don't get your life together. Fuck you got going on.
Wow, bro. Don't get healthy.
Fuck, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Stay fat forever.
Hit his pizza.
Fat people forever.
Nah, shout out to the fat community, but shaming Lizzo for getting in shape is...
It's wild, mad wild.
I don't understand the point of that. That shit is crazy. Hey, if you don't want to live, nigga, eat yourself away. But don't put that shit on nobody else, bro.
Ooh-wee, bro.
You say a shit? What the fuck?
Hey, man. Hey, man, look. I want to raise our eyes on something real quick. Check this out. Scientists discover 70,000 new viruses found with a new AI called Locaport. I'm letting y'all niggas know, y'all better pay attention to what's going on in this world, bro. Y'all niggas is so, I'm going to say niggas, we're not even paying.
We don't care about shit.
Y'all finna say, we don't care about shit.
Don't give a fuck.
You know, we don't.
It ain't, it's nigga feel like, oh, it ain't affecting me? Fuck that shit, I don't care.
Yeah, that's exactly how it go, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Shit, what other, they didn't know what, what else the scientists discovered? They ain't been discovering a lot of shit.
Hey, I wonder, when I say this, this is everything I'm finna say, cause y'all niggas really, really will probably take my mind and think I'm crazy. But okay,
what else was going on? Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, cause yeah, but a lot of people think I'm crazy if I say this shit. I really, you know what I'm saying, think okay, scientists found 2.5 million gold eggs on the side of a volcano the size of a toddler.
Mm.
Okay.
So the eggs are the size of a toddler.
The eggs are the size of a toddler.
And they appear to be gold.
And they're gold. So...
Alright.
They are saying that a shark laid these eggs.
I've seen shark eggs and they're not gold.
Okay. Now, okay. Anyway, also these eggs are also laid by a volcano. Okay? And they're using the volcano, the eggs are using the volcano like an incubator.
I know what you mean.
The release of the incubator. Yeah. So, these eggs typically, I think an egg typically lasts in, you know, your growth is probably what, 3 months?
Uh-huh.
It should probably be a month and a half. Now, who knows? We just discovered these eggs down there. Who knows how long these eggs have been down there?
Are they planning on trying to pick the eggs?
They've never said anything.
Okay.
They haven't said anything. But I want you to understand something. I want y'all to listen to something. These eggs are living. Not saying that they just, oh, they just found gold eggs down there. The fuck? No, these eggs are living eggs. Living eggs. You feel me? Like, it's only, I don't even like, CG, when I say this, people say, bro, you crazy as fuck. But it's only one animal that do that.
Do what?
Have gold eggs, and it's not even that they have golden eggs. They have
what eggs. Animal has golden eggs?
No, they have eggs, and then put gold over them to attract the radiation.
What animal does this?
A dragon. Yeah, you probably see that's
why I ain't say a word.
You started laughing though. But you laughing, but
I'm not gonna say.
But listen to what I'm saying.
I can't say.
If you know.
No, it ain't even that. Alright. I can't say that dragons didn't exist because if you look at like little old hieroglyphics and shit like that, you'll see like little depictions of something flying in the fucking sky that look like a dragon.
Not only that, and if you read your Bible, it always speaks of dragons more than ten times in the Bible.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Not only that, and this is another clue. The dragon did only one thing: collect gold. Okay. Do you know why did it collect gold?
No, but they always depicted that shit in movies. Okay, the dragon always was about some gold.
Okay, when a dragon, only reason why a dragon keeps gold by it makes it easier for it to fly. I know you see the dragons that like this. Okay, they melt the gold around their body and use their gold as a conductor.
Oh, like electricity conductor.
Yeah. Okay. So now I'm saying my mind, they might think I'm crazy, but I know some shit.
I can understand what you're talking about.
Okay, so now, but they're using that current of the free energy of the world with the gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now think about this. I'm like 2.5 million years next to a volcano. And I'm gold all over these motherfuckers. So what that mean?
You saying there's a possible dragon in the water?
That's probably not. It's not possible. Nigga, it is.
Well, I ain't gonna say it ain't, because nigga, we don't know what the fuck in the water. What 5% or less than 5% has been discovered.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you that.
And then there's a whole nother ocean within the world.
It's a lot of shit going on. From my understanding, the shit, the ocean that's in the water, the shit that's in that ocean, mm-hmm. is starting to come over here.
And see, that's scary shit.
Because it's starting to heat up.
That is true. The world is heating up.
It's starting to heat up, but why is it starting to heat up? We don't. That's another thing that we need to understand. Why is it heating up?
It's something we obviously doing.
We doing.
Well, not we.
Not we.
Anytime
for you. But it's gonna keep moving, man. Hey. Yeah.
What?
I'm gonna fuck that ass up some more while I'm on the road.
You want to? No. Save it for later.
Nah, I want to fuck that ass up more.
You want? All right, we'll fuck it.
I'm gonna go light. Then I'm gonna go into that one. Okay, look. Sciences are crazy. They doing some crazy shit right now.
They are trying to do some crazy shit.
Look, check this out. They are trying to bring back the woolly mammoth. Okay, they're resurrecting. They're trying to resurrect it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
These are the same people that brought back the dire wolf.
And I ain't gonna lie, them hoes
populating
real quick,
and that's scary too.
Cause bro, them hoes, have you seen what they supposed to look like as full grown adults? Have you ever seen what a wolf look like? I've seen what a wolf look like one time from a distance. It's scary how big them bitches is, and a dire wolf supposed to be double that in size. Why the fuck are we letting that loose in the wild?
And you think fly. It might be one. Hey,
ain't no telling what evolution do to the motherfuckers.
No, bro, you never. Like, they put them in a wild. So if you put them bitches in the wild, they are not gonna under. So my thing is, you created this dire wolf. Like, so basically, and they're asexual. I forgot to say it too.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. That's what the thing about the dire wolf. That's what's so crazy about it. I forgot about that. They're asexual.
Oh,
so there's never been an asexual mammal that I know of. Do you know an asexual mammal?
Not off the top of my head. We're going to have to look that up. Yeah. That I don't know.
Okay. But yeah, the dire wolf, they brought it back. Yeah. So yeah, you might be seeing a woolly mammoth real soon. Crowding around, moving real slow. A hairy ass
elephant. Basically. But that bitch about 2-3 times the size of an elephant.
Yeah. Make an elephant look like an elephant ain't shit.
Why the fuck are they? It's like they trying to recreate Jurassic Park, but no, it's real life.
No, bro. Didn't I just, you didn't just hear what I just said. That shit that's coming from that wall on the, from the other side, so I come over here.
And it ain't no telling what the fuck is in there.
I don't think they're resurrecting shit.
You think they just finding animals?
They're getting that animal. Oh. Bring it over here and I'm gonna bring another animal and reproduce. They finding that animal, bro. They, I don't think animals go just, I don't really think animals just go in and
steal. I mean, but the mammoth is not an aquatic animal.
A mammoth is a... No, I'm saying it. It's not an aquatic animal, but it's in the ice. Most of the mammoths they found where they were, in the ice. You, I'm sure these motherfuckers have came up with a motherfucking way to dethaw motherfucker. And I
mean, we already know that they already confirmed that they've been freezing motherfuckers since the 90s.
Okay, so I'm sure they didn't figure out how to.
I don't know if it's true, but supposedly Walt Disney was one of the first motherfuckers that got frozen. Supposedly, I don't know how true that is, but they did confirm that they've been freezing motherfuckers since the 90s, so I wouldn't be surprised if the shit true.
So you don't think if they freeze animal, you don't think they freeze humans, you don't think they'll freeze an animal? Just so they will bring it back.
But see, that's something like, that's something so far-fetched because it was so long ago. Awesome. They say it was so long ago. We don't know because we wouldn't the fuck around.
We wouldn't. We wouldn't.
Yeah, we wouldn't, but so...
Because I really feel like humans and dinosaurs was living in around each other. I feel. Because I...
That would be crazy.
Because you got to understand something. This is what... In the Bible, where the dinosaurs go? Adam and Eve.
I don't remember them depicting no dinosaurs, technically.
They were serpents. Dragons. That's what they was called.
Well, serpents and... Well...
So, maybe...
I guess a snake could be a dinosaur.
Okay, well, maybe...
Because there was big-ass snakes.
So... No, but
that don't exist now. Well, no, that
was a dragon.
I ain't gonna say that.
Maybe that was a dragon.
No, well, have you been seeing the videos of them discovering big-ass snakes there? Just in the fucking jungle? Mm-hmm. Like... Well, hell no. I saw one the size of a fucking 18-wheeler that they killed. I don't know. That bitch head was about the size of... From here to the couch, bro.
Anaconda showed you. They showed. I told you. Didn't I tell you? I tell you all
this, the time. Basically tell you, hey, niggas, don't go in the jungle.
I tell you all the time.
If you ain't from there, don't go there.
What I tell you every show, they got to show it to us. But, hey, let me fuck y'all head up about this one. The rhinoceros. Well, I'm not going to call it that. The unicorn is finally extinct.
Hey, this nigga go. You cannot say... It's a unicorn off top.
Well, I can't say it's a unicorn.
You cannot. You cannot.
Because that's what it is.
Nigga. I know. Explain. Explain it.
Okay. You want more explaining?
You gonna have to.
Okay. A white rhino only has one horn.
Correct.
Okay. The scientific name for the white rhino is Unicornis.
Alright. Have you looked it up?
Unicornis comes from a Latin term. It's a Latin verb. I want to say that Latin term. So, yeah.
Okay, so that's what about the rhinoceros with the two horns? What are they called?
That is a rhinoceros.
So a rhino and a rhinoceros are not the same breed?
No. A rhino and a rhinoceros is the same breed, same thing.
Okay.
But a... White rhino, his scientific name is Unicornis.
So what you're basically saying is the depiction of unicorns were not technically horses with horns, but they were white rhinos, basically.
Yeah, white rhinos.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go to your homework. I did it in front of you. I showed it to
you. You got to do it for the viewers. You got to do it for the listeners.
I mean, I did in front, man. Look, I got the iPad right here. I'm sad. Hold on. Siri, tell me what a white rhino is. Tell me what a white rhino's scientific name is. Okay, hold on. One more thing. The term unicornis
A unicorn is a rhinoceros, scientifically it's named as such.
Hmm. Okay. Why she didn't want to say it out loud?
I don't know why. I don't know why she don't talk about it.
Yeah, she hating on you.
Yeah, she hating on me. But appreciate. Thank you, Siri.
Sure thing. That's what she said. I got a mute over here. I got a mute. She a mute. I ain't tripping.
All right.
Hey.
Oh shit. Talk about this shit.
You want to go into that? You want to talk about the shit on your head?
Oh well, shit. Fuck it. We can talk about that. Headphones supposedly are found to been in a study they called deficiencies to skulls. These shit's supposed to be giving you indents in your fucking head.
Yeah, man.
So
look, I ain't seen.
I ain't got no motherfucking indent.
See, yeah, you do. Hey, man.
We don't wear this hole like this.
Nah, dude.
Hey, I'll figure some shit out.
I'll get some different headphones. That's why I like to have with the earbuds. I take the earbuds, even though they fucking. They worse for you.
But, yeah, because I'm going to fuck your ears up, your listening and shit like this. I think headphones, period. Fuck your listening up or fuck your head up. It don't matter which way you go because people listen to the shit, unfortunately, too loud. That's a fact. Niggas listen to the headphones too loud.
Niggas on noise. I'm a noise cancellation, that motherfucker.
Oh, exactly. So you be like, nigga, you hear nothing but the music. You don't hear nobody talking to you. You don't hear nobody shooting up them gym. Shit'll be going on around you. Plane and crash. You over here just walking. La la. La 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 la. Your dumb ass. Cops and over here shooting people.
I'm thrashing. Cause you're gonna
nip. Goofy ass.
Nah, for real. Hey, take this out. Hey, a 27-year-old drowns in Lake Lanier, bro, on a birthday celebration. Bro, when these motherfuckers gonna stop?
They like to test theories. Mm-hmm. They like to test theories. Lake Lanier is I don't know. It's a scary fucking place.
Lake Lanier was a town actually.
Yes.
That they
black town.
A black town that they actually drowned.
Yes.
The town, like,
in order to make that lake, with people still living there.
Yeah, with people still living there. So
it's a lot of pissed off spirits.
I was gonna say apparently there are a lot of pissed off spirits that sit there. If you don't believe.
If you want to test that theory,
I would not advise you to go down there, but to see if that is the truth that the places, the houses are still down there.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything is still intact, I think.
And see, that's scary.
That's the scary part.
Hell no.
I think. I'm not sure.
Forgive me.
But I'm sure.
Hell no. Spirits don't come for me.
Please do not.
But that's scary as hell.
No, that is
scary. The house isn't still intact.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it was a scary movie that came out like that where a house was still intact, like at deep under the ocean somehow. And that shit was weird. So that remind me of that movie. So yeah, they showing you the shit for a reason. Let's get into this. Fat Joe. You heard about Fat Joe?
Nah, tell me what's up, bro.
So Fat Joe's ex hype man, T.A. Dixon, is suing Fat Joe for $20 million. You know what he's a legend? He is a legend that Fat Joe has had sexual relations with minors. As far as young as, I believe, 15 and 16-year-olds. Also,
smooth face ass nigga.
Purchasing them different types of cars, paying their bills, even supposedly buying one of them a BBL.
A 15-year-old
with a BBL.
Come on.
And at the same time, he was supposedly sexually abusing him over 4,000 times. This is what he has stated in the lawsuit. Over 4,000 times he was abused by Fat Joe to keep his job, in order to keep his shit.
Pack him up. Pack him the fuck up.
Fat Boy didn't come out with a response, but his lawyer did say, hey, this is a shakedown. Like, but it's the fact that
new fans don't even got 20 million.
That's actually a good question. I don't know. No, Fat Joe. But you got to think about it. Fat Joe, at one point in time, I think like 2-3 years ago, was a media darling. That nigga was on a host of damn near every award show at one point in time. So he was probably getting them fat checks at one point in time. But supposedly this is his old hype man that saying he been doing this shit. He been
doing the butt in it.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Sexy. That fucked up.
So it's a lot of speculation, like people not understanding like why Fat Joe didn't pay the first initial payment for this shit not to come out, so this shit don't basically embarrass his family and shit But actually it came out that Fat Joe put a lawsuit out on him before this came out for defamation in a counter lawsuit. So in a defamation, so in his retaliation, he put out this. So we gonna see where that goes. So that's probably gonna go to trial real soon. Fat Joe being accused of some crazy shit. They really out here trying to get these niggas.
I ain't heard nothing about Shannon though.
I think he covered that shit. Last thing I saw, Shannon, he was going back and forth with Jim Jones. Like, we gonna talk about that later.
Nah, for sure. I've seen that shit. We gotta talk about that. Let's talk about these rappers. Pusha T, this Travis Scott, man. Hey, Pusha.
He said he don't respect nothing he got going on.
Hey, Pusha. I don't want you, Jay.
He said, as a rapper, fuck that nigga. What he gonna say? It don't matter what he said.
That's wild for a nigga to say.
That nigga said Calabasas. I saw Calabasas take your bitch. I saw you die in front of me. I saw you cry in front of me, nigga. And I recorded that shit because you was a bitch. That's what he said in the song.
Good music.
Nah, ain't no good music. That nigga said, hey. Kanye West ain't no man to me. Fuck that nigga. That nigga is just going after everybody.
First he was going after Drake.
Last thing he said about Drake, he was like, bro, I ain't coming for that nigga no more. He's a bitch to me. He said, last time I was in Toronto, I sold out the show. I was moving comfortably in Toronto, buying whatever I wanted, walking the streets. He said, if I dress that nigga again, it'll be because I want to.
But Drake was walking in Virginia like it wasn't shit either.
Drake still loves in certain places, but the only place Drake knows he better not go. You better not go to none of California. You can't go to Oakland. You can't go to LA.
They not like us.
You can't go to Long Beach. You can't go.
They went to Toronto, still rocked it. That was crazy. They was in the restaurant singing and shit.
They had the restaurant started playing the music for them niggas. I was like, bro, this is crazy.
This is crazy.
I don't even know I don't know Drake Lil Homie. I've never heard of him. I don't even know the nigga name. He basically halfway bald. He supposedly was outside the hotel where Kendrick was staying at. And he was trying to get in, but he couldn't get in. He's like, oh, Kendrick a bitch. And I was like, if you see the nigga, you'd be like, I don't think you would have got past security, brother. You don't even look like you fight like that. Respectfully, you look like a father of 12. I'm telling you, if you see this, brother, you'd be like, damn, that's one of Drake affiliates? This nigga look like he's going through a life crisis. This is some wild shit. Check, we got some regular shit to talk about because I think this is wild right here.
Look, 769 dead babies were found in a mother's home ran by nuns, bro.
That shit is
so crazy. And I know more about this story too because it was only two kids really that were truly have a death certificate that were dead and buried.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, see, I actually knew about that as well. So I didn't call you, but
you didn't call me about that.
I was ready to talk about that shit because it really made me shed a tear, bro.
Like, that shit
that's is a crazy number, bro. And y'all supposed to be nuns. I don't know what's going on with the Catholic religion.
All I'm going to say is,
I don't mean to disrespect
Nah, fuck it. Disrespect that.
I mean, nah, like, bro, if it's not the nuns, it's the fathers. Y'all molesting kids, raping kids and shit like that. And then now we got the nuns hiding dead babies' bodies. Like,
these bodies, these,
I don't know what the Catholic religion teaching y'all when y'all got to go through these religious schools to get this, I guess, degree for whatever religious purposes y'all got to do and get these positions. But when y'all getting these positions, y'all doing weird ass fucked up shit.
I want you to know something. Most of these babies were from single parent mothers. That's what, that's the crazy part.
So y'all frown upon single parent mothers and y'all just disregard the bodies of the children? Mm-hmm. Like they trash? Under the fucking building? Like, that's
in a septum tank.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
The septum tank got full. That's crazy, the only reason that they knew there was in the... They went in there and seen all kind of carcasses, bodies, and bones. Like I said, I actually read this. I didn't really want to talk about this yet, but, hey.
I ain't going to lie. There's certain deaths we need to bring back. Hey, hang them bitches.
Speaking of...
Oh, speaking of, and I'm
hey, look, I know y'all, unfortunately, I know I'm pretty sure the game on, some of y'all probably watching us while the game on, but the game is probably going to get ready to come on, or it is on.
One of those, yeah, it's probably on.
Yeah, it's probably getting ready to just start it. But I'm not going for Oklahoma
City. At all. Fuck Oklahoma. Fuck the whole Oklahoma State. I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on, but first of all, the reason I say this is a jail administrator and a chef's investigator recorded by a local newspaper in Oklahoma about them complaining about not being able to hang black people anymore. I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on in Oklahoma, but fuck every last white person in Oklahoma.
If a nigga tell
you, I don't even fuck who you hear this. Fuck you niggas. I ain't even got no reason to go to no fucking Oklahoma. What the fuck is in Oklahoma? Mm. Fuck Oklahoma.
Shay, I really fuck with you though too. You just in a bad city.
You in a bad state. Fuck a city. Get the fuck up out of there, bro.
Nah, for real. Get the fuck up out of there. Any black person, I hope they...
I got a homeboy. Shout out to one of my homeboys in Oklahoma. My boy, T, bro. Get the fuck up out of there. I understand you moved there for job purposes, but them niggas don't want to see you cherish. Them niggas don't want to see you progress. Mm. Please get the fuck out of there and be safe. But... that's some sad shit.
And I peep this. Jared Jones needs to be ashamed of his motherfucking self. Cowboy, well, I ain't gonna say cowboy. Cowgirls cheerleaders. Documentary exposed the team was only paying them $15 an hour, but they raped. Check this out. The documentary actually got them a 400% pay rate increase. Mm. Pay raise, pay increase, increase to $75.
Okay.
$75 an hour.
They ain't gonna lie. I've seen the documentary. I watched it with my wife.
That's fucked up.
Jim Hoes, no, fucked up. I ain't gonna call them hoes. I apologize. The ladies. The ladies, bro,
yeah,
they be going through traumatic shit. They be going through mental shit,
yeah,
emotional shit. Now, one girl, like, mm-hmm, I forgot her name, they treated this girl like shit for some reason. And she been down with the organization 5 years straight, dedicated to this shit.
Mm.
Living with her mama. Mm. Living with her mama, bro, in her old childhood room, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about during the off season.
Yeah.
These hoes working.
Damn.
I apologize, ladies. These ladies are working at like Dollar General, Family Dollar, Kroger's. They ain't even got no fly shit. Like one or two of them come from a little money to where they ain't really got to do nothing unless they want to. One of them, you can't fraternize with the players of the organization. But they, one of them, I think, married to a nigga from a different team. So she's
smart.
Yeah.
But you're about knowledge.
But yeah, bro, they was putting these girls through hell. That, like, bro, you think football training hard? Nah, bro. That's how I know that, hey, y'all need to put these niggas through the same training y'all put these females through. Cause they all, y'all team would be so much better.
Nah, for real. Cause the Cowboys, bro, you talking about the Cowgirls?
Yes, bro. Oh,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Look, I'm waiting on the nigga to say, this our year.
Shut your ass up. No, my dad, shout out to my dad, he a Cowboys.
Hey, look, right. Dakota gonna fuck that up every time. Every time. Hey, but who they got? That one got they one got Joe. That one got Joe Milton. They got some, they got faith in him. I like Joe.
Oh, speaking of faith, you know who got some faith? A German couple.
Oh.
After getting melanin shots performed on him and his wife, for some reason they instantly got a connection with Africa and the motherland. And them niggas flew out to Africa to go to Zimbabwe to be with the people. Them niggas had a full-fledged photo shoot everywhere in Zimbabwe. You
want
to see?
I want these melanin shots. I want to see what they do.
I want you to see what this bitch. Nah, I'm going to call her bitch. I want you to see what this bitch look like now.
What the fuck is that? Let me see this shit.
Oh man.
What?
So yeah, her and her husband flew out to Zimbabwe, to Kenya. They had like a whole photo shoot. They was with the people. I don't think they knew that they wasn't black. Bitch had the red lipstick. I don't like the racist
question. Question.
Oh shit.
Oh, white people disrespect.
Cause I'm black, y'all. Cause I'm black, y'all.
I'm the dude that played the dude that played the dude.
Oh, bro.
I got questions. So. Bro. Alright. So
they made her brown as shit.
Dude, she burnt. It been burned up. Say, so look, do they have to keep getting these melanin shots, or they just take it one time? Question.
I don't know, cause you saw that nigga. They drenched her shit. They gave her a gallon.
What the husband look like? I don't remember.
I forgot to save his picture, bro. I was like, what the fuck? It looked, matter of fact. What's the song Jay-Z made? Otis Redding? The little cartoon, look like the little niggas. That's the fuck they look like. If you imagine them little ghetto ass, racist ass cartoons back in the day, they depicted black people as.
With the
they long literally look like that now.
With the long bottom lips.
I was like, they wildin'. They said they found an instant connection to the motherland. Hey, them both the fuck up.
Back them the fuck up.
I hate that they didn't know that them was not niggas, bro. They didn't.
Somebody gonna
watch part of them niggas.
Somebody gonna hear our show. Somebody gonna watch.
You like what the fuck they did? What a German couple? Yeah. And y'all celebrated them niggas.
Hey!
Just not it.
Hey! Y'all from Germany, ain't y'all? You know how white people be. Them niggas, Jack, bro. Hey, no, I ain't gonna lie, bro. White people kind of scare me, bro. They scared of us, but they scared me.
No, they scared me too.
Like
white bro. Women? Bitch, don't grab your purse. I was about to run anyway.
I'm gonna run away from you. Shit, bitch, you scared me. Oh my god, you scared me. No, you scared me.
Speaking of scaring people, that nigga Trump. Man, he doing a great job of scaring
you. Look, let's go down the line with this nigga, bro. All right. Hey,
what
this is your president.
This hey, is, nah, voted, I ain't voted for the loser, so I voted for the loser. Shout
you
out
to the fake black woman.
Yeah,
you know, she was the woman that wanted to play the other woman.
Hey, I was here for it. I was like, hey, get your fake black on. Look at her. She can't twerk for shit. Look at that macaroni and cheese. I'm that still, shit look nasty.
Look, black people took 10 steps back that day when Megan Thee Stallion took that stage.
I ain't gonna lie, I was like, that was the wrong artist to bring up there. No disrespect to Megan, but
every time we bring this shit up, I'm going to disrespect you. Nigga, we took 10 steps back that day. Them white people was looking at us like we was fucking coons that day.
She hit that shit body out. I was like,
okay, oh my god. She could have hit a sash way, a body out, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, but she, nah, bro.
She didn't even come up there with a pantsuit. I was like, damn, she came up there with the, you know, his little legs showing. I was like, damn, this is not how you rock the vote.
As soon as I seen this, I did this.
I was like, yeah, she lost. She lost. I knew she lost when Donald Trump got trick in Detroit. That's when I knew she lost. I was like, this nigga got tricked me.
Nah, fuck that. I knew she lost when Donald Trump got shot in the ear. Supposedly shot in the ear.
That nigga held up the fist. I was like, oh, this nigga trying to take
out.
He won.
I said it that day. That nigga won. But check this out, bro. You know, I don't know if y'all know, bro, the never-ending war of Iran and Israel, right?
Yes, that's what it
is. This is a war that is never fucking ending. That we're deciding to go put our dumb ass in. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
This nigga bombed 3 different nuclear sites.
And he was proud.
Yeah, that nigga went to Instagram and showed off. That nigga like, hey y'all,
hey, I did it.
That nigga said, we did it. I was like, we did it. We didn't do
it. Bomb the White House. Shit. Nigga, that's where y'all bomb the White House.
You also saw that Iran before this shit even popped off. This is also playing into it. You heard about the Shamar shit?
Some more beef with Iran.
Yeah. They saw that video. He thought Iran was a person. I don't know how. You know, he a little slow. Nothing to shout out to him, but, you know.
No shout out to him.
I mean, yeah, hey, we can't disrespect the people. We can't disrespect the people that are
close. No, we're not going to shout him out.
I guess no shout out to the...
I'm gonna tell you something.
Look, no,
fuck that. Who?
You have to shout out the handicapped people.
Uh-oh.
Period. You have to. You're not gonna disrespect nobody.
Look, you, me,
nigga, you.
None of that, nigga. What are you talking about, nigga? I ain't got to do nothing.
Yeah. This gonna get chopped.
I'm fucking with some more, but
that nigga, he got smoke with Iran, and now, but they are gonna retaliate. First of all, they gonna go to all the little U.S. and U.K. military bases. And they probably gonna kill everybody that's over there, unfortunately. I mean, it's going to happen, bro. These niggas you going crazy. I gotta edit a lot of shit out. Y'all seeing a lot of behind the scenes shit. This shit not gonna make the show.
This is the biggest joke. You know it.
Bro,
just let me go, bro.
Bro, we are
done.
I see I got a lot of work to do. But they are going to bum the sites, unfortunately. It's going to happen. Donald Trump is putting us in a position to be in World War III. It's already been, I don't know if you saw it, I don't know if it popped on your timeline. It's been mad people. Shout out to White Derrick. Shout out to White Derrick. I gave that nigga a follow. He's out here giving niggas instructions on how to survive the nuclear holocaust.
Hey, remember I told y'all about Walmart City?
Yeah, well, is that still happening? Is that still a thing?
Get there.
Why, they have an underground facility? I can see it.
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if every Walmart has some type of underground. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm just saying.
But a lot of Walmarts are closing down if you pay attention to them.
Yes, they are, because supposedly they got a lot of
theft. Speaking of Walmart, you know Walmart is beefing with Apple?
Beefing with Apple?
Check this out. Walmart does not want to have no third party taxes. So, you know, when you Apple Pay, the money, Apple takes a little portion of that money. Mm-hmm. A little portion of that money go to them. And then it goes to the company. So, that's why Walmart made Walmart Pay.
Okay.
So, where Walmart gets all profit. Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm. Kind of beat them at their own game. You feel me?
And they're not feeling that, basically.
They're not feeling that shit at all.
Okay.
So, but that's why you can't go to Walmart and use Apple Pay. But that's how Target ended up being so hot.
Hmm.
Target. Yeah, they like the guy.
All right, cool.
That's a fun fact.
That's a nice little beef, I guess.
It's a nice little beef.
Shit,
we're not enough.
Shit. Oh, unfortunately, some Houston news. Graffiti Park, bro. Rest in peace, Graffiti Park. They destroyed it, y'all. They destroyed the Graffiti Park that was downtown over there. I forgot the street is located off of, but over there by the little nightclubs and shit. I know it's on the outskirts of downtown, not too far away from the, where, what's our soccer team name?
The Dynamo.
It was, but right by the Dynamo station. He got destroyed, y'all. Right by Sakai, matter of fact. Right,
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking
about. That shit, unfortunately.
They had Kobe, had the Kobe face, Nipsey face. Oh, they had a lot of shit
over there. A lot of shit over there, so.
Cool. I only been over there one, two times.
I've been over there a few
times.
It was
the back of it was in front of a club. What other club?
They used to have like little functions in that hole. That's why I used to, yeah.
Cool. I think you took me to one of them, but all that.
But yeah, so
jail.
Rest in peace.
Hey, we just talked about that jail shit.
What jail shit? Oh, we already go now. We already talked about that shit. We already talked.
Oh, yeah.
That shit. I think we down there catch up on everything. Actually,
pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Shit,
hey, man.
You covered this out pretty good then.
Definitely.
Shit. You
know, hey, this is our first time going live. Would y'all like to talk about it? That's be the
good reason. Send out some comments. Let us know some shit.
Yeah, what y'all, you know what I'm saying? Tell us what y'all, you know, what y'all see in the world. And if y'all see what, you know, let me know some shit that y'all want to talk about. Either you can catch us on the ground, you know what I'm saying? Either or, you know, leave a comment. You know, that's cool. Shit, leave comments on the, Spotify, you know. Like I say, this is a process, and we're getting better at it.
Yep.
We're getting better at it. So I appreciate So I really appreciate you guys tuning in.
Uh-huh.
And we out.
We out.